From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this edition of CSJP in 5, we highlight the Boys and Girls Vocational Summer Camp in Tredegar Park, St. Catherine.
Give me a M.
Through the initiative of the Tredegar Park Benevolent Society with support from the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, a little over 100 boys and girls are benefiting from the second staging of a vocational summer camp in Tredegar Park, St. Catherine. 13-year-old Rajay Mattison says the Boys and Girls Vocational Summer Camp was exciting, noting that it will help with visual arts at the high school he attends.
I was exposed the poem and the art. It was experience for me. It was enjoyable. I learned a lot of new stuff so that when back to school, my brain can be developed.
The camp targets 100 at-risk youth aged 6 to 12 years over a three-week period with instruction in remedial education, sports, Bible studies, behavior modification, and the creative and performing arts under the theme Mind, Body in Action.
The summer camp is geared at engaging the youngsters in achieving their potential through activities surrounding mind and activities surrounding the physical activities. I think with the partners that we have had on board this year, it has been an improvement over last year, and I would consider it a success.
The camp is geared towards building the self-esteem of each participant while teaching respect for authority and sportsmanship.
In talking to the parents and in talking to the children, they are very excited that, you know, it is more widespread this year. They're also excited that after the camp finished, we'll be engaging in other programs.
Other programs include the launch of a parenting club to expose parents to better parenting practices.
Coming out of it will be the parenting club, because we realize that parents need to be more actively involved in their children upbringing.
President of the Tredegar Park Benevolent Society, Christopher Blake. Summer camp coordinator Valerie Williams says the camp started out of a desire to meet some needs identified from an aftercare program where some primary school students were having challenges with reading and other areas.
Children were not readily settled to do the academics. They were physically active, so we say since their interest is in that aspect, we have to extend some time to deal with this. So when we do that, we realize first thing in the morning, they were able to settle in because they got what they want. And we were able to do the academics.
8 teachers came on board to impart knowledge to the children. Some of the teachers live in the community, while others traveled from as far away as Portmore to give of their time and service. The camp was supported through sponsorship from Food for the Poor, Separate Limited, Grace Kennedy, World Brands, KFC, Consolidated Bakeries, Jamaica Product Limited, Burger King, Poly Foods Limited, Very Amazing Products, Massey Distribution, Jamaica Producers, Basic Commodity Limited, Jamaica Biscuit Company, Caribbean Producers Jamaica, Crystal Bakery, and Member of Parliament Denise Daly.
We plant a seed and we can see the seed growing. It's growing into a tree. It's not as strong as we want it to be as yet, but it is growing and we provide them with the guidance.
Community Action Officer, CSJP, Sharon Bowie. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjali James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.